Good morning.
I cannot believe that this is the very last Sunday of summer vacation. That just went by way too fast. I feel like it was just like yesterday the interns started, all nervous. What's our first day gonna look like? But it's the end of summer. We have to face reality. I don't know if you've ever paid attention to the sound of 8 p.m. on Labor Day Monday. You know, normally you hear kids in their front yards playing, and you hear families having backyard barbecues, the sound of people coming back from the beach, but all of a sudden it's this eerie silence where it's like everything just stopped. But I'm anticipating this sound or this silence tomorrow, but I'm not really fully prepared for it. I always have this, I love summer vacation. I love my kids playing in the yard, having swimming pool evenings, and just five more minutes, Mom, five more minutes. Yep. So back to school routine starts. Today is a little bit bittersweet for me. I'm super excited that we get to share Superhero Park Days, but I'm really sad that it's my last day with our interns. They've done just an absolutely amazing job this summer. They've made a lot of changes with the new curriculum coming in, a lot of preparation for it, but they put a lot into Superhero Park Days. They really stepped out of their comfort zones. They were pushed further than they thought they were going to have to be, but they were obedient to the call that the Lord placed on their lives. I would say that they lived out of the box, they didn't play it safe, it took them a lot of courage to step into unfamiliar territory and to engage in ministry with strangers. Some of those strangers, it was very evident that they didn't have the same religious views as us, and I'm like, okay, jumping in. But they did a very, very great job. I'm very proud of you. I'm gonna invite our interns up. This Sunday is a little bit of a different Sunday. We have a lot of stories that we're gonna share. Our interns are coming up to share, followed by some staff, some of the kids that came to outreach. So I'm gonna invite our interns up.
My name is Aaliyah, and I'm going to share with you a bit about what I learned this summer and where I evidently saw God at work. Being a part of this internship and getting to work alongside the staff of New Life and my fellow interns Carly and Laura has shown me that I can truly find a summer job that I enjoy and that I do love working with people that I do. Heading into this internship, I didn't know exactly what to expect or know how God was going to use me in this position. But I was filled with excitement to be a part of this ministry and be put in situations that challenged me in my faith and comfortability. Stepping into planning the Superhero Park Days, even though I was unsure about how everything would play out, I felt encouraged and filled with peace. A peace where I was able to place all my fears and anxieties into God's hands. I knew that He would provide the people who needed to be there, the courage for me to have conversations with strangers, and He would guide my actions in being an example of the love and light of Jesus to all who came by. Early on into the first week, I found myself sitting at the craft table with kids, eager to color, create, and hang out with those around them. This particular day, we were making little cross keychains, and through helping the kids shape their pipe cleaners and encouraging them in their own creativity, I was able to explain with them why we were making the crosses and ask them questions about what the symbol meant to them. This brings me to a specific story that I wanted to share with you today. Because through this simple craft, I was able to meet and connect with a teenage girl who made an impact on my life this summer. After I'd been sitting alone at the table for a few minutes, this girl around my age came up to me and asked if she could speak with me. I invited her to join me and asked her name and how she was doing. Out of nowhere, she right away told me that she had never wanted anything to do with religion in the past, and her few experiences with the church had not been very positive. She shared with me a bit about her family situation and explained that she is often the one to take care of her younger siblings, which has put her post-secondary schooling on hold. Her dream is to become a welder, but she told me she has no idea how or when she can pursue this. After talking with her for a while, she began asking me questions about my own faith and how it was growing up in a Christian community. This opened up areas for me to share with her about our church and my personal journey with having a relationship with Christ. We ended our conversation with her thanking me, and she asked if we could connect again for coffee, wanting to continue our conversation and interested in learning more about who God is. I left feeling very encouraged and knew that it was only by God's divine appointment that Kaylin came to the park that day. Something that I really found inspiring about bringing this church ministry out into the community was that we were creating a safe place for children and families to just play and experience the joy that can be built by bringing people together. It was an eye-opening experience to witness kids freely being themselves and opening up to us about various family situations, the effect of being bullied in school, and unfortunate losses they had suffered. I was able to see God tangibly at work in the lives of the children and families who connected with us at the park. His presence was evident over this ministry and evident over the community of Abbotsford. I can say that I'm truly grateful for this opportunity to have been a part of serving in this ministry and as an intern this summer. I want to personally thank Cindy for her mentorship throughout this summer and for sharing her passion for outreach. I also want to thank the staff of New Life for creating an encouraging and positive environment to be around and for taking the time to support Carly, Laura, and I throughout this internship. It has been a huge blessing to me, and I'm forever grateful for this opportunity. Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Laura. So the summer internship has been my first official summer job, and it's been an absolute blessing. In my interview with Cindy and Kuhn, I specifically mentioned that I wanted to be pushed out of my comfort zone before going off to university, and that has certainly been fulfilled. I've never considered myself a children person or someone fond of public speaking, and ironically right now, I am a children's intern speaking to all of you. So I fully believe that this is not a coincidence, and this is part of God's plan for me. Through this internship, I've experienced how the church functions, how to better interact with children, and many epic moments with my fellow interns. These are moments I'll cherish forever. One of our main focuses this summer was the summer park days at Mill Lake Park. As an introverted person with minimal experience with kids, my expectations were pretty low. After wandering around the first day, I quickly found my place at the face painting station. Anyone who knows me knows my lack of artistic ability, but after having a shortage of volunteers, I felt the urge to try. Being up and close and personal for 10 minutes with a kid creates a connection, a place of comfort. Soon enough, the kids began to open up to me, whether it was them telling me about their pet rabbit or their broken family. The pure joy they displayed when their face was filled with my scribbles was so encouraging. Relationships were built, seeds were planted, and the Lord was present. Something that truly touched me was the love I felt from these kids in such a short amount of time. Little gestures of making me a friendship bracelet, drawing a picture of us, or even a kid approaching me meant a lot. This summer outreach showed me how to love and gave me a better standing of God's love for me. Even when I've done nothing to deserve it, God shows me a gesture of his love. Overall, I want to thank you all for this opportunity. And on top of that, I want to personally thank Cindy for being an amazing mentor. It was an honor to work beside you this summer. I would also love to thank my fellow interns for making this experience better than I could ever imagine. Thank you.
Good morning. Once again, I had the opportunity to be an intern and work along the amazing staff at New Life, as well as Laura and Aaliyah. I was incredibly excited to jump back into planning another Superhero Park Days to make it even more successful than the previous year. I was also excited to work alongside two new interns to get different perspectives and bring new ideas to life. Although I was a little nervous to see how God was going to work through and with us, he fully exceeded my expectations. In the first week of outreach, I was, I want to say, forced into stepping in and helping in the face painting station, whereas this is a place last year I shied away from. Anyone who knows me knows I really like my personal space, so the thought of being that close to a kid kind of freaked me out. But since I was encouraged to step out of my comfort zone, I did it. I can now say I didn't hate it as much as I expected. I had the opportunity to sit face-to-face with a kid and chat about anything that came to their mind, even if it was something as simple as them telling me about their school year, or their family situation. I was able to make them smile with my face paints, I guess you can call them that. And throughout the second week, I was extremely encouraged to see many of the same faces from last year remembering us and joining us through the week again. We were able to reconnect with many of the same kids from a daycare that joined us last year. I do, however, feel a little guilty that they seemed to remember my name, whereas I was still trying to place theirs. But they didn't seem to care. They jumped right back in as if no time had passed. I was obviously sad at the end of the week when all the kids asked when we would be returning, but hopeful that seeds were planted and the Lord was present in their lives. Throughout this year's internship, I learned a lot about ministry, the highs and the lows. I learned that God is so incredibly faithful. I learned that ministry is a lot of little jobs, such as cleaning out the gems closet, or big jobs, such as doing outreach in the park. Last year, I was scared and skeptical, but this year, I was excited and continue to be excited to see where this ministry is heading. I also want to thank my fellow interns for making it such an amazing and memorable summer, and also, I'm incredibly thankful for Cindy and all the New Life staff for believing in and encouraging us to step out of our comfort zones. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Shayla.
And I'm Kiara.
And we're here to tell you about the New Life Mill Lake Park Days. This year's New Life Park Days were super fun. There were so many games to play and so much to do, including face painting. I went there almost every day, and there was often more people not from our church than from our church. And we were all having fun playing and talking.
New Life at the Mill Lake Parks Day was fun because I got to play with some old friends and meet new ones. I enjoyed rock painting, my sister liked getting her face painted, my brother liked playing soccer, and my mom talked to kids' parents and daycare leaders. When people came to the park, they were happy to see so many free activities to play. I hope the kids that came felt happy, the people care about them, and had fun playing together. I was thinking this is a good way to help share Jesus' love with the community and bring new life to them.
Good morning. My name is Shayla, and my name is, wrong notes. All right, just kidding. No, I was just asked to share one of the stories from the time at the park days, and I just wanted to share a very quick one. When I've gone out in the past to do evangelism in the streets, it's kind of hard to spark up a conversation out of thin air. It's like, how are you doing? Do you know Jesus? Oh, this is really awkward. And it's hard to get to a faith conversation, and so at park days, when the kids are running around, parents walk in, and they just start talking. And it's the simplest thing to spark up a conversation when a little kid is right here, and they're like grabbing on your leg and asking for bubbles, and the next thing you know, you're talking. So this one father with his son was walking through the park, and Isaiah was with me this day, and we were running around playing, and then these two little kids just connected like that, and they started playing and running around. And so I started talking to the dad. And we had this 30-minute conversation about faith that was sparked out of simplicity of kids coming together. And it was such an easy thing to do. It was natural. It wasn't awkward. And so this guy, Travis, I was able to share my testimony with him, encourage him in his own faith journey, and encourage him to get back into a place of attending church, getting into good community, which he had been out for about 5-6 years. And it was just an awesome place, and I didn't realize that before this that kids are such an easy avenue into relationship and communication of the gospel. And it was really because of Park Days. And so hopefully we get to keep that up and see. Hopefully I'm looking forward to meeting others in the future. But yeah, thanks.
And I'm going to be sharing a message that Sue Apperle wrote about the Park Days. The Superhero Park Days reminded me of the Love Abbotsford Project. If you don't remember Love Abbotsford, it was a day that several churches dedicated to doing acts of kindness in the community. This summer, our church was out in the community for 2 weeks, offering fun, free, quality activities for kids. The kids loved playing games, blowing bubbles, coloring, painting, and having their face painted. Their caregivers enjoyed having a break or talking with other adults. My highlight was painting faces for a couple of hours. There was a constant lineup of kids that day waiting for their turn. It was fun to see their faces light up as they looked in the mirror when it was finished. Our staff and interns did an amazing job, and it was nice to see the support of others from the congregation who showed up to help out and be a part of the fun. It was a positive place for kids and their caregivers to make connections. Way to go, New Life.
Hi, my name's Taylor, for those who don't know me, and I'm on staff here at New Life Church, and I am the last person to talk, if you guys are getting anxious. Last year, I was really hesitant about the ministry. I wasn't exactly sure how it would work. It felt odd inviting children and families to come hang out with us, but the amount of gratitude and excitement that followed was very surprising. I love this ministry because it makes connecting with people so easy and simple. It's a wide open door to talk to people about Jesus and the church. Evangelism before summer outreach was actually very intimidating, and it felt like there was so much pressure, like Justin was explaining before. But after spending a week in the park with people, just listening and engaging with them, made me realize how simple the message of Jesus really is. As soon as you live differently in the world, people notice and ask questions. I also met one of my very close friends last summer at Summer Outreach, and her husband were part of this ministry again this August. There's a picture of them on the screen behind me, or there will be. This is Karen and Cordell Ware. It used to be Karen Mazza, for those who might know her, and one of the boys we met last year named Felix. Felix's family found out we were doing the same thing again this year and came back for a few days to hang out with us. As you can see in the photo, Felix got sick of getting his face painted, so he decided he should do Cordell and Karen's face. Unfortunately, Karen and Cordell have moved out of Abbotsford, so they weren't able to be here today, but they still wanted to share their experience, so I'll read something from both of them. This is from Karen. Last summer, I was an intern at this church, and we started with the summer outreach idea for the first time. I saw that had a huge impact on people's and kids' lives that me and my husband decided that we were going to be a part of it every year with New Life Church. We were a part of it for a week in August this year, and it was such a blessing to support such an incredible idea. This is what we're called to. Like Matthew 28:18 says, go and make disciples of all nations. We are all not called to be missionaries across the oceans or in the distant future, but we are called to be missionaries wherever we are right now. And this is such an incredible opportunity for all of you to be a part of that mission. My biggest desire is to see more members of this church supporting this idea. I am blessed by being a part of it, getting to know kids' names and their moms and dads. And one of the huge blessings was when people asked, who are you guys? And we were able to share that we are New Life Church. That doesn't have to be a big sign that says who we are or what we are about, because they ask and they see we are different and want to know why. Another blessing is seeing kids and families from last year returning, and being able to develop a friendship with some of the kids and families is always a blessing. It's interesting to experience that some of the kids that were shy last year completely turned into wanting to be some of our best friends. They are eager to talk to someone that wants to engage with them. Sometimes we think that kids are only kids and we are not having an impact on them. But let me tell you that I remember when I was 7 years old going to church camp and I still remember the names of the leaders that talked to me, and I remember that church, and it has such a big place in my heart to this day. So yes, we are having an impact in some of those kids' lives by playing with them, by being intentional with them, by listening to their stories and truly caring for them. As Matthew 18:4 says, "Therefore, whoever takes the lowly position of a child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven." God is so clear about how much he loves children, so we need to take the responsibility of caring for them as much as he did. The community of Abbotsford is being blessed by this summer outreach. Seeds are being planted. The Holy Spirit is working, so I hope you feel encouraged to be a part of this next year. We need you and the gifts and talents that he has given you. We are all so unique that we can all have an impact in different ways in this community, and we all become one body working for the kingdom. Karen's husband, Cordell, also wanted to share about his experience, so this is from him. My wife and I were happy to have the opportunity to be a part of summer outreach again this year. Karen was one of the summer interns last year who was responsible for planning and running the park outreach last summer. I'd been living and working up north all year. Karen and I had been long distance dating, and I wanted to spend every minute I could with her during the summer. This naturally led to me helping out with the park outreach while Karen was working. It was such a blessing to come back and serve together as a married couple this summer. This ministry has such a clear focus on the Lord and creates real moments to share the good news through both actions and words. There's nothing more exciting for us to be a part of those moments. And on behalf of Karen and Cordell and myself, we want to thank all the people of this church community that plan, organize, and run and support this ministry. This is such a great work. Each day we saw people who had no connection to church or the Lord build connections with our New Life community. We hope to see you all at the park next year.
So you've, oh, there we go. So you've heard the stories, and it was very rewarding to be a part of a ministry that just naturally happens. It's just in us to have conversation. It's in us to have relationship. Last year when we presented for the first time this ministry, I shared that a couple years ago how it all came to place, if we wanted to do a VBS program here inside New Life, or if we wanted to do an AIA soccer camp. But it really came down to what VBS was. In my mind, when I was a child, I was thinking about, I grew up in a small town, and I used to go to school in the city. And the school that I went to provided a summer outreach at VBS, and the pastors and the leaders, they would all get onto a giant school bus, and they would drive to different areas of the city, and they would invite children to just load the bus and go to the church to have VBS, summer outreach, and then they would drive them back at the end of the day. Well, we can't do that today. There's no possible way that we could just go and load children up on a bus, not even knowing their names, no parental consent, not knowing if they're going to show up in the evening. But it was a very, very different time. So then we thought about, what is the next best thing? Well, let's take the church to the city. Let's take the church to different parks throughout Abbotsford. Last summer, we did three different parks, and we found that a couple of them were a little bit too rural. A couple were a little bit dangerous with like needles and stuff on the ground, so we didn't end up going there. And we found that Mill Lake was really that central hub. There was a lot of people that came from all over the Fraser Valley to come and hang out and spend time with their children connecting. So we set out, instead of loading up on a school bus, we set out with loading up my truck. We filled my truck full of activities. We filled it full of engaging pieces, like the cross keychains. So we had those little engaging moments with kids. We set out with our head, our hearts, our minds, our souls ready to take action, being action heroes for the Lord. I'm not sure if you had a chance to take a look at our summer outreach t-shirts. They were quite the conversation starters. You've got Marvel superheroes sitting around. And then a lot of people would identify, oh yeah, that's my superhero, that's my favorite superhero. But then people would go, well, who's that guy? And then that was that conversation started saying, that's Jesus. And so it says, and that's how I save the world. So it was Jesus influencing these superheroes. That's how he saved the world. So these kids would go, oh, so Jesus saved the world? Yeah, Jesus saved the world. And we'd have opportunities to share our faith and why we believe Jesus saved the world. A little while ago, you heard about Aaliyah sharing how the cross necklace, or the cross keychain, sorry, gave that glimpse, that gateway to share her faith. And then you also heard Lara share about face painting and how being that one-on-one, little conversations like, how's your day? Or, well, sometimes it'd be like, oh, great, my rabbit got to do tricks. Or it'd be like, oh, you know what, it's a little bit sad. I had the opportunity to share or to sit with a child face painting, and I said, so you have those little conversation starters. So do you have brothers or sisters? Well, I have a brother, but he kind of abandoned me. And that just breaks your heart. And so then it opens up to more conversations. Well, my dad abandoned me. And you hear how heartbroken she is, but then you're able to say, you know what? You have a heavenly Father that will never abandon you. You have those little gateways of conversation that can open up and into something so much bigger. It was easy for us to have those little moments and then think about, okay, you know what? We can share our faith deeper. I was thinking about, when I was a child, I took catechism class, and I learned Westminster Catechism. So it's a little bit different than Heidelberg. But the first question for Westminster Catechism is, it always reminds me what my purpose is in life. The first question is, what is the chief end of man? The chief end of man is to glorify God and enjoy him forever. When we are transformed by God, transformed to have a changed life, we become bait for Jesus to use. He calls us to be fishers of men. It is our job to draw others to live a life of enjoying him and bringing him glory. There is a need for us to step out of our comfort zone and share our faith. We don't need to play it safe by keeping our faith to ourselves. God created us to be in relationship with him and to share it with others. I'm a little bit of an abstract thinker. I have this kind of strange, I don't know if it's strange, maybe I just think I'm strange. I have this ability of seeing different items, different TV shows, and being able to see God at work. So don't judge me here, but I really like the TV show The Big Bang Theory. It has absolutely nothing really to do with The Big Bang Theory, other than the fact that there is these group of really nerdy scientist friends that have one thing in common. They are completely fanatical about science fiction, fantasy. And so they collect memorabilia, they collect everything that has to do with science fiction. And there's this one character, his name's Sheldon. And so Sheldon, he knows that he spent his entire life loving the TV show Star Trek The Next Generation. And there's a character on that show that he waited his entire childhood to collect an action figure. And when you are so in love with science fiction, like this character is, he wanted to keep everything tidy in the box, completely pristine. It was perfect for him. So in this episode, he goes to a party with his friends, and Will Wheaton, Will Crusher, comes in. He's like, you know, Sheldon, I know that you really waited a long time for this action figure, and I want to give it to you. I am so sorry. He was completely thrilled. He's like, ecstatic. I got this action figure. And he was holding it so close, only for another character to walk in, Bruce Spiner. He plays Data. He goes and he grabs the action figure, tears it open, and to Sheldon, he's just standing there going, I can't believe this just happened. You just ruined that. It has no value at all. For Sheldon, everything has to be kept perfect in mint condition inside the box. But that's not how we are created. I imagine that the designer of that toy never ever had it in mind that it would spend its life in the box, never to bring the owner joy, never to be test out all the mechanisms of the toy to offer. It just stayed there in one place. We're not called to stay in one place. We're not called to just keep everything that the Lord designed in us to ourselves. We are designed to share, to live outside the box, to play it safe, don't play it safe, to get out into the community. You are not living your life to its full ability until you do all that the Lord has equipped you with. Running a ministry like Superhero Park Days requires community involvement. We want you to be able to know that it's easy to share your faith. It's easy for you to come out to different places and to watch for little glimpses to share opportunities, little windows to share your faith, to share the love of Jesus, to share Jesus' redemption for you. My prayer is for you to see those opportunities each day, to have those conversation starters. I would like to close today, I know it's a little bit longer than normal, by reading the prayer for the Ephesians. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that in Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide, how long, how high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we all ask or imagine, according to his power, that is at work within us. To him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever. Amen. Let's pray for a moment. Father God, I give you thanks for all things, Lord. I thank you so much that we have the opportunity to share your love through the community of Abbasar, even further and beyond. So God, I pray that you give us those little windows, those glimpses, those conversation starters that we can share so easily your love. God, I pray for the families that we met at Mill Lake this summer, that those seeds were planted inside them, and that they can continue to grow. Lord, I pray that you provide people in their lives to help nourish who you are in them. God, I pray for this ministry as it's still continuing to grow, that you see that the people of New Life and the community see the felicity in it. God, you're so good. And I just give you thanks for all things in your name.
Why don't you stand with us as we close the service?